Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drive home with Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier. Weekdays 2 to 6. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A Radio.com sports station. This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keith, broadcasting from our best yet broadcast studios in Boston. NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. Now here's Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keith.
Here we go. Second time's a charm. It is hour number two of NFL Sunday as we are broadcasting from our Best Yet studio here in Brighton. Keith, Fourier, and Wiggy. It's a big Patriots-Dolphins game. What's the line, like 18.5, 19
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, 18. Holy that's smokes. Amazing.
Holy smokes. Jesus. But I think they're going to cover. Well, that's a little spoiler alert for our pick segment later on, but right. I feel pretty good about
it. Insight into the world of Rich Keefe.
But going back to what we were just talking about, Ian Rappaport had a whole lot on Antonio Brown. You got the accuser, Brittany Taylor, is going to speak with the NFL tomorrow. Antonio Brown is going to likely play today. Again, we'll know officially at 11:30 if he's active, but he's also expected to be a big part of the game plan. But kind of snuck there in the middle of his story is that sources have said that the Patriots nor the NFL knew of the coming charges against Brown, which I don't agree with. Maybe the NFL didn't, but I think the Patriots were aware at least of something. And had the team known, one person familiar with the situation said owner Robert Kraft would not have signed off on the signing.
Of course.
But of course, that's
a leak, right? Isn't that a source?
Yes.
Oh, of course not. Of yeah. course you.
Of course you wouldn't have.
Oh, the high moral ground. Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
You know, the only way I would believe that is if they cut him. But if they cut him right away, then, yeah, he was blindsided and he wouldn't tolerate it.
Right. But
clearly, he's fine with it.
But Ian Rappaport is saying that they didn't know about the lawsuit.
Right.
Right. So is
the coming charges. It's all very semantics games because you might not know there was a lawsuit. You just knew there was an ongoing
situation,
which could lead to a lawsuit. So you should have been aware of that part of it.
Well, it might not have led to a lawsuit. Right.
Right.
It could have been settled.
We could have never heard about this.
So all you could be saying is that they know that there's a situation.
Yeah.
But they don't know what this situation could lead to.
Correct. Yeah, you don't know.
So
you knew you weren't like completely blindsided.
Right, but
you're
I think Rappaport is saying that he's not saying they were blindsided. He's saying that they didn't know about the lawsuit.
They didn't. Yeah, right.
So they were blindsided.
I know it is word games, but you can't say that Robert Kraft would not have signed off on the signing. So just cut him. You're a great team without him. You just won by a lot. If you're so worried about having him on the team, say he's off the team, right?
Right. But I think it's like, you know, if you say, well, yeah, Robert Kraft would have cut him if the lawsuit was out there. Well, maybe he might have if the lawsuit was out there. But nobody, I'm willing to bet you that nobody knew about the lawsuit, not even Antonio Brown and his representatives, his side of it, until they saw that the lawsuit was filed on Monday.
But also, if you're just cutting guys for civil lawsuits before it really plays
that's a bad precedent.
That's tough. That's a dangerous thing to do.
Right. And then when you look at the civil lawsuit and when you look at it's basically them, you know, Brittany Taylor's side or Antonio Brown, who's just being accused and there's no proof.
Right.
I mean, now that could be anybody. Anybody could go, you know what? I don't like Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to file a civil lawsuit against him. I walked by his car and he ran my foot over.
Now, on top of that, too, Fourier, if they wouldn't have signed him, according to this report, Robert Kraft wouldn't have signed him. And we know that Brittany Taylor is going to talk on Monday, so we might have more information tomorrow, but yet they're still going to play him today. So that's another reason why they didn't care. Like, they knew about it and they didn't care. He's still on the team and he's going to play when there's still so much more to learn about this case.
Yeah, I guess the safe route would be just to sit him and not play him and wait till next week. What will next week tell you? So Brittany Taylor talks, and I'm sure it's going to be bad regardless. And I'm sure there's some truth to both sides of the story. That I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. But she's going to paint a picture that is going to make these guys want to throw up. They're going to make him want to throw up, and then Antonio Brown will go in, and he'll tell his side, and they'll go back and forth. Okay, well, then who do you believe? Okay, well, who has the most evidence to back what they're saying? It's even that, I feel like the evidence is circumstantial. I mean, you can read into that text message all you want.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to prove.
And just, you know, it's terrible. Nobody knows what happened. Well, the whole watching a church service on an iPad, didn't know what was going on behind her.
Right.
And then he ended up finishing on her back. I mean, are you really?
Right.
Like, how do you not know what is going? It doesn't. I don't know how long it takes you, but to me, like, you're gonna know what's going on. Come on.
Right.
Yeah. That to me, like, there's so many holes in
general.
This.
I need to be watching something.
I mean, in a church service isn't
gonna do it. Right.
So I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the fact is that he should play.
Well,
regardless of how uncomfortable the accusation is, it is an accusation. So
unless you have and I agree with you, Christian, unless you have solid
phrasing, Your Honor.
Yeah. That proves that you have evidence that shows that you did something, because this is a civil case. Right. So now. Yeah. And when you talk about the civil case, and what I'm talking about, the investigation for the NFL, unless you got something that shows that there's evidence that Antonio Brown did something wrong, right? How do you then move forward and suspend him?
My takeaway still is, I think it's the Patriots are trying to have it kind of both ways here, where it's, hey, like, we want high character guys, and like, this is what we're worried about. But
I mean, when do they ever say, like,
Belichick never will, but I'm saying Kraft is trying to play it that way. Like, he's signing off on all these guys coming here because he loves the winning, and why not? I'm for that.
You signed Josh Gordon. When Josh Gordon got here, was he a high character guy in people's opinions?
But he only hurt himself. I think it is different.
I understand that.
Yeah, but totally different as far as, like, a character evaluation.
I think
one's a drug addict.
Right.
No, but what I'm just saying, are we basing it on, like, when you say high character guys, right? I'm generally thinking, like, guys that have, like, McCourty's that have no issues, right?
Slater. McCourty's,
you know, those guys versus, like, okay, maybe you're bringing in guys that might have certain situations. And granted, the baggage might be different, but it's still baggage.
Do you think there's any player in the league that if Belichick wanted, Kraft would say no to? Anybody?
If they're
available, right? Like, if Tyreek Hill was available,
maybe he might be the one.
I don't know.
Guy.
Adrian Peterson, no. Tyreek Ray Rice, Hill. No.
Right.
I mean, I think those are obvious. Like, we're just not messing with this one. I think those are the easy ones to say. Nobody's going. You have to be really cocky to be going after those guys.
Well, because the evidence is there, right? With those guys, Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson.
No, it's because they weren't good anymore. That's the biggest thing. If they were still good, like, that's the thing with Antonio Brown.
Kareem Hunt.
I think the Patriots, I think they would take him.
No, they wouldn't.
No, because I think the evidence is right there.
He might not be good enough, actually.
Well, no, think about Kareem Hunt is good.
He's good in that offense. So is Damian Williams.
But when you look at the evidence for those guys, like with the Kareem Hunt, the evidence is right there for everybody to see, right? When you look at this situation, there's a lot of accusations being thrown around, right? And there's really not enough evidence to support either side when you think about it, right?
What we know, because we got one story, we got another story.
Right,
so we don't know.
So it looks like this is going to be one of those cases that turns out to be a he said, she said thing, and we don't have enough evidence to figure out who's lying or who's telling the truth. We'll let this thing play out in the civil lawsuit, and however the courts decide that, they'll decide that, and it'll be based on how much money is going to have to be paid, if any, right? But when you look at the evidence, there's not enough. When you look at the Kareem Hunt, the video's out there. Joe Mixon, for example. The video's out there.
And they're both on teams.
Right. So I'm not saying that they're not going to be on teams because you asked the Patriots.
I think
if the evidence is out there, then I think the Patriots might be a little bit hesitant.
Well, so what if, I don't know how she's going to have, you know, unless stuff's recorded or whatever.
She's not. Well,
but what if she really tells a compelling story to the NFL next week? Could that impact?
I don't think it impacts at all because unless you can prove... prove to us some of these things that you're telling us. You know, because people can go out there and tell a great story.
So here's the other part of it, too. It says there's a, and if you guys were following along all week, you were reading all the different things. We know that there is a potential witness here, right? Mm-hmm. There's a potential witness. So as Rapport says, there's another person could be interviewed this week. Taylor and Brown, the night of the alleged rape, there was a football player there, and they're saying it's a current rookie. They don't say who it is, but of course Brown's cousin, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown for the Baltimore Ravens, he's not mentioned in there, so that's just sort of a leap that some people are taking, because if this happened, what, a year or 2 years ago, and so this player wasn't even in the NFL yet. So I mean,
Hollywood Brown would have been kind of making the 2018 season with Kyler Murray.
But that could be something that could be trouble for Antonio Brown. Now, I'm not saying Marquise Brown's going to go in there and say anything bad about his cousin.
Right, you don't know. But we've been trying to figure out a timeline and trying to say that the Pats know, that they don't know, who they don't. But I guess there was a report that just kind of came out when we were talking.
Yeah.
And Jeff Darlington kind of spoke on this situation, and we have audio of it.
Let's hear it.
Well, Sam, Antonio Brown did make the trip to Miami, and I'm told he had a very productive week of practice that leads the team to expect him to play. Behind the scenes, though, this week has been about far more than football. As Brown was preparing to sign his contract last week with the Patriots, he also faced the decision about whether to sign another contract. This one, to pay his accuser more than $2 million as a settlement agreement to end a sexual assault claim. What the public didn't know, while Brown was in the news for things like finding a new helmet and frostbitten feet, he was also in settlement discussions starting in April, including two mediations, the first of which happened in May. That situation culminated Sunday night, and according to sources that I've spoken to, Brown was given a 10 p.m. deadline to sign the settlement agreement, or the accuser's attorney would be filing their lawsuit the following day. That's the same day Brown's contract with the Patriots would be formalized. Now, Brown did not sign it. The suit was filed 2 days later, and now what has long been a very private matter is something the league, the Patriots, and the sports world will be following very closely.
So there's a little bit of the time... Right. Table right there.
And the
$2 million.
The potential money aspect.
Yep, she wanted $2 million. He wouldn't do it.
Right.
Now, again, if Brown really did do it, why would you give somebody $2 million?
If you really didn't do it. If you know you did it, or you know you did something that was shady.
If you know you, right.
And you're like.
For him, he had at the time $30 million guaranteed at the time.
Right.
Because he was traded from Pittsburgh to Oakland in March.
Right.
So then this started coming out in April. So at that time, he knew he had $30 million guaranteed.
Right.
And if he wanted it to go away, wouldn't he have done it?
I would think so, right? Especially if you knew there could be something that could potentially come out that would be damning to you. And this, look, you would say, you know what? It's $2 million. I just signed a ton of money. Let me just make this thing go away.
Yeah, but there is a limit everyone, you know, is willing to go. It's like, okay, so you're going to, you know, pick apart some statements and some situations, and you fine, go ahead and do it. But at the same time, it's like, all right, if someone's trying to shake you down, which is what this turned into, obviously, because now you know why Antonio Brown was going so cuckoo in Oakland. It was more about just feet and helmet. And Michael Irvin, you know, kind of co-signed on that one, which I loved. I just feel like, okay, so I think the Brittany Taylor and her attorney, I think they overshot what he was willing to do. So and are you willing to, because for $1 million, maybe you're willing for it just to go away and it's a headache. But for $2 million, you're taking advantage.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
But Christian, if you're saying you're not doing it, right, isn't that because you know nothing else could come out crazy that's going to make you look bad? Because you know if they file the lawsuit, right?
He's going to lose endorsements. Right,
he's going to lose all kinds of stuff.
He lost his helmet deal already.
Right, so from Zenith. So if I'm Antonio Brown's lawyer and I'm saying, okay, all right, if we don't sign this, here's what's potentially going to happen. You're going to lose endorsements, right? You've already been going through this situation with the Oakland Raiders and this bad reputation. Now you're going to get – forget about the tons of dirt that's going to be thrown on you because you're going to be looked at as somebody who's potentially could be a rapist. You got to start factoring in. And if you know that there potentially could be something that would validate any one of these claims – Antonio, this is coming out.
Yeah.
So do you want this now to come out and you have to then deal with this? And who knows what the league will do?
Like Brittany Taylor, let's look at her. I mean, listen, are you sure about this? You think you can win this? And Brittany Taylor, you want money. How much do you think your attorney's going to get? He's going to take like 80% of it. So you want your dirty laundry out there?
Right, now your name's
out
there.
Make their opinion of
right.
you?
She doesn't care.
People are going to start to look into her, too.
But she's looking at it like this. I'm asking for $2 million, right? And Christian, this is a little high because unless you're an idiot, 80% to your lawyers on this one here. But she's probably looking at it like, okay.
My point is that by the time
she's not getting two million.
But she'll get 30% of that.
So she's walking away with
$500,000.
She's walking away with
maybe that's why the number's so big.
Yeah, she's walking away with let's say $1 million. Right. Or, you know,
I don't even think she'll get that much. Probably I think she's not. Out of her mind if she thinks she.
A jury
has to award her has to put a dollar figure on how much her pain and suffering is worth based on. Evidence from two sides are telling two different stories, right? So either she's convincing or she isn't. So Antonio Brown. So what they're doing is a national campaign to just to rip him. And so everybody knows that Antonio Brown is a jerk.
Right.
He's an elitist. He's entitled. He think he can do anything he wants from his former stepfather calling him out. the NFL. See, this is my problem. The NFL should stay away from this. They shouldn't be involved in this at all. Period. This is not any of your business. Like, you're going to sit there and they're going to say, hey, I'm willing to come in and talk to you. So if the league says, listen, we're going to, based on her information, we're going to shut him down. All that does is help her civil suit. Hey, Your Honor. Right. Hey, jury of 12. They sat him down. What good is that? They should be out of this 100% and not even be involved in it because everyone who's going to be on that jury is obviously, I mean, let's call 60% of them are fans of the NFL just based on averages.
Well, that's if it goes to
crazy.
But that's if it goes to
it is crazy. And Foray brings up a good point because look at all the different investigations that the league has done, whether it be Tom Brady footballs or Ezekiel Elliott or whatever. They screwed up every time.
Right. And that's
they're not equipped for it.
Well, and I know they're asking for a jury trial is what Brittany Taylor's people are asking for because she's hoping that, you know, hey, maybe we can get some sympathy from somebody or whatever, right? Where I think Antonio Brown, they just want this case to be heard by a judge, right? Somebody who, you know, will look at it and look at it a little bit more objectively because they know the ins and outs of the law.
The one thing I'd be a little nervous about is if it just, again, at this point, it looks like he said, she said.
That's what it looks like.
And it's going to be the NFL is going to sit down. I don't know if it's Goodell or his crew of minions or what's going on tomorrow. And I don't know when they talk to Antonio Brown. I have no idea what Brittany Taylor is like in a like an interview setting. Mm-hmm. She could be super compelling. She might not. I have no idea.
Right.
How do you think Antonio Brown's going to do telling his story?
Well, it seems like he's already said. He's already said he's willing to talk to whoever. Right?
If it's anything like the emails, he could be in trouble.
Well, I don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, he'll
have his lawyer there with
him. That email was probably, you know, in the midst of like just complete, you know, rage and frustration and saying dumb things.
Yeah.
He
better be pretty prepared. Is my point.
I think the thing, real quick, Christian. The biggest thing for me is the Jeff Darlington. And what he reported on. I'm not paying you $2 million.
This is such a dirty business that both sides are getting into. And I'm sitting there going, this is all strategic on Brittany Taylor's part. Hey, listen, here's first sign that we're going to win this thing is if we're going to put you in front of it. We're going to be willing. We're actually going to call the NFL. You guys need to talk to us and find out what a jerk Antonio Brown is because he should not be playing football. Okay. Her story is going to be compelling, and it's going to be – she's going to lay it on as thick as possible because a win for them is getting him suspended, getting on the NFL commissioner's exempt list. That tells them, hey, your own employer who has a hard stance on this will not play you because of what her testimony was. That's going to be in their opening statement. It's going to be a big part of their case. She'll get up there. They shouldn't do it. They flat out should stay out of this. They need to be able to see what the big picture is. This is not any of their business. It's too public. It's too national. It has too much of an opportunity to sway. So I would say this, even if her story, because I'm not going to call it testimony, it's not the court, even if her story to the NFL is terrible, I still say they're not going to suspend
her. So you think
they're they're just gathering information because they have just as many lawyers in that office, and they're all saying the same thing. Drew Rosenhaus is saying the same thing. Right. They have counsel. They have legal information.
But what about the
– they're not going to suspend
her. I want to ask Christian. So you think that the NFL shouldn't get involved in an investigation, period?
No. They should not be sitting there, you know, allowing people who bring civil suits against their players – And then encourage them to do it.
But do you think? I know what you're saying.
I just feel like it's like I know you want all the information. You don't want egg on your face. But this has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. He's an employee. It's a civil suit. Hey, listen. Keith didn't pay me for the work I did. I'm gonna go sit down with David Fields. I'm really upset. Right. You know, the lot line said he planted a tree on my side.
Right.
Do something about it. He's a terrible guy. He said he's not doing any. Come on.
Well, doesn't this all just? It always traces back to Ray Rice, doesn't it? Because they screwed that up so badly, and then they're just so afraid of their public image, and if something like that came out. And I'm not saying there's a video of Antonio Brown doing this stuff, but they're just so afraid of what it looks like after the fact that, you were letting this guy play. I think that's the only reason why they end up doing all this
stuff. But Christian makes a good point, because what's crazy to me is what he just said about planting the tree on the property, right? So with the NFL... And now it becomes how the NFL looks at certain things, right? So would the NFL get involved in if Antonio Brown's neighbor was suing him because of the fence he put up, which was now on his property, in a civil suit? No, right? They probably wouldn't get involved.
I don't think so.
But because of the civil suit allegations being sexual assault, now that's when the NFL jumps in. And I think Christian makes a good point on that by making the comparison to the tree on the property. Is why are you even getting involved in a civil case, period? If it's a criminal case, that's
then
one thing.
That's a different story.
But because if it's a civil case, even though the civil case may, when you look at what the case is about and that being sexual assault, even though we look at that and go, man, this is bad, this is disgusting, it's horrible.
Yeah, but see, the more I think about it, the more I'm sitting there going, the NFL can't make a decision on this. They can't. That's a precedent in itself. So the next person who has a civil case is going to want an interview, want to sit down with the league, and then make it so the league suspends this person. All that does is give them more evidence. Listen, I know it's a he said, she said jury room, but look at all the evidence. And like if the NFL, with all their money, with all their influence, is not willing to take a chance on this guy because they don't trust him, you shouldn't trust him. It's the whole thing that the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's insane. They're painting themselves, and the NFL is in just a terrible, just as bad of a spot as Antonio Brown. They're between a rock and a hard spot. Like they can't, if they suspend him, all they do is give more credence to her claim. And they just give them more ammunition and more power and putting Antonio Brown in a terrible
situation. What about the flip side? And maybe she's not worried about it, but if Brittany Taylor, they go through all of this and the league says, no, he's fine, he's going to keep playing.
Right.
Like, I think he plays – now that I think about this side of it, the NFL can't suspend him.
Yeah.
No.
They're not going to suspend him.
But I'm saying like for the civil trial or the lawsuit, wouldn't that also impact her negatively? Like if they say – hey, we took this to the NFL, and they ruled it as no punishment.
Well, you're saying the NFL...
But maybe that's a chance she's obviously willing to take.
You're saying the NFL and did their investigation and what
like, them suspending him gives her...
Shows the civil
more
strength. There's something going on because...
Than the other way around. Because she could just think it right off like the NFL doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it's a win-win for her.
Yeah,
hey,
probably.
Go in there.
Probably.
It's a win-win. If they say no, well, the NFL already has a bad reputation following this, so we can spin that either way.
Right.
But the best case scenario for us is even if they spend them one game. I mean, honestly, it's a win-win for them.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And then it also can also scare him into saying, you know what, damn, this is not looking good. Maybe he will give us that $2 million.
Right.
So they have shot after shot after shot after shot, just continually attack his bow, wait for him to sink.
But the one thing real quick is that if the NFL – by the NFL investigating and do this, now every civil suit brought against any player for no matter what it is, the NFL can now investigate that.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's, and, that's where they're opening the door to. And the other thing, so let's say another case comes up, and it's on a practice squad guy, you know, and then that attorney,
that guy's getting cut.
Well, no, but the point is that they're still suing him, even if he's cut, and the NFL says, we don't want to talk to you. Hey, she's willing to come in, well, we don't need to talk to her. Well, why not? You talk to Brittany Taylor. You talk to this. What's the difference? You're only concerned with high profile rape accusations, low profile. It is a Pandora's box.
And you're not concerned with, you know, him planting a tree on my property.
No,
because that's still a civil suit.
We're going right back to that one. What kind of tree is it?
It's a spruce.
It's like a peach tree.
No, it's not going to grow here in New England.
No, it will. No, I didn't think they would either. But they do. There are peach trees
or an orange tree. You know?
Maybe an apple tree.
So it's
too.
You're taking food away from my kids.
All right, we're talking about Antonio Brown. We're talking about planting trees. We got it all here on NFL Sunday. On the field and off the field for Antonio Brown, there have been updates. Adam Schefter confirming within the last few minutes that Brown will play. We'll have the inactives and Tom E. Curran at 11:30. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And co-sponsored by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. More of NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
And Sam, that's why I say also sort of next level thinking in terms of like the ones that have to speak to it in the locker room. There's a sense of irritation.
Yeah.
Irritation. Now, I've been irritated with my organization before when I was there for 13 years. Sure. So I'm not afraid to say it. But irritated with the organization and with Coach Belichick just a little bit, because, Coach, we feel in this locker room we can make a serious championship run, another championship run without this player.
Right.
But you've dropped this distraction bomb right in here. And now we've got to deal with it. So hopefully this works out for him.
That was Teddy Bruschi talking about Antonio Brown joining up with the Patriots. This is NFL Sunday. Keith Fourier and Wiggy, you guys have both been in the Patriots locker room. Do you think players are irritated at Belichick for bringing in Antonio Brown?
I don't know if irritated is the right word. Like, you know what I mean? I think it would be more like, all right, here's something that we're going to have to deal with, right?
Because I feel
when you really think about it, like, I would say no.
Right.
Okay. I mean, like, so how many guys are really going to be, hey, what do you think about Antonio Brown? Hey, crazy, right?
This is
crazy stuff,
way.
Right?
You
got to get rid of him.
Right.
Dude, they have the stock answer. Dude, I don't know. It's not me. I'm speaking for myself. I don't know anything about it. 10 seconds.
Right.
That's it. I would say what I would be more concerned with, what would be more irritating, is if he just brought in just ass clown into the mix, and he's just a complete, you know, he's lazy and he's not trying, and they keep giving him chance after chance. That would make me irritated. Like, you're saying one thing, but you're treating one guy completely different, where and then now you're losing all credibility because, you know, your words have no meaning. But that thing that I don't know, every team I've not been on a team where I have not had to make a comment on somebody with something they've been doing. That's just part of life.
And the only time you're really asked about a player, too, is obviously if there's, you know, some sort of baggage. But also, they have to be really good.
Right.
Like, nobody cares. If they brought in some schmuck who has, like, something going on, I don't think there's nearly as many questions. So the reason you're being asked about him is because he is really good. Like, Josh Gordon last year, every time a player did a radio interview or a press conference, there was at least one or two questions. Hey, what's Josh Gordon like?
Right.
And they had to answer them. Well, but they only did it because people care, because they're good.
Right, and it's all about it's about that player. And like I think what Christian said is, when you bring a guy in who's working his tail off, you know, he's doing everything. He's one of those guys that seems like, you know what, he's a good guy in the locker room, on the practice field, he's doing everything in the games. Like, I think that's what players look at, right? And if a guy's, you know, hey, because players know, right? You know, I'm not going to throw stones when I might live in a glass house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think players look at it and go, listen, as long as he's out there and he's doing what being asked to do, and he's putting in the same type of work that I'm putting in, hey, whatever's going on in his private life, yeah, that's separate from me.
Doc is calling from Ireland. What's going on, Doc?
Morning. I just want to make one quick point about why the Patriots might have signed Antonio Brown.
Sure.
If he's under contract to the Patriots, he's not going to be playing for anybody else.
That is definitely true.
That's true.
That is definitely true. That, you can't do that, Doc. That is definitely...
Are you a real doctor?
We had to let him go.
Well, I understand. But I understand his point to, like... Well, I think that if AB's out there, he's one of the best receivers in the league.
He's the best.
I'd rather him on my team than be on Kansas City.
I think
why don't you do the same thing with Patrick Mahomes then? Just grab him.
No, but I think it's on the list. Like, it's an added benefit, but that's not why they got him.
No. That's not the reason.
But yeah, sure. He's not in Kansas City. That is a nice bonus because that's the one other team in the AFC that I think is a contender with you.
Right.
And so... he doesn't go there? Great.
And I've said this before. If he would have signed with Kansas City,
that scary.
Fans around here would have been like, why didn't the Patriots make a run for AB?
Yeah.
What were they doing? You know, he's the best receiver in the league. Why he's
I don't know.
Because I think they would.
You, me, and Fourier would have, but a lot of fans didn't want Brown. Remember the Friday before he signed with the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
Who ran the poll? Was it OMF or Greg Hill? They ran a poll, and it was 70% said no thanks, 30% said yes, and then it flipped as soon as they signed
him. But that's because he wasn't with anybody. But as soon
he wasn't on the Chiefs. Yeah, good point.
He wasn't on anybody's team. Now, as soon as he signs with the Kansas City Chiefs, that's in your... division
it would have
in
to
your
be
conference.
The Chiefs, though. If he went to some crap team, I think people would just say, whatever, out of sight, out of mind.
But if he went to the Chiefs or a team that could potentially, you know, you could see down the road and you'd go, why the hell wouldn't you go after him?
Let's go to Nick in Weymouth. He joins us next. What's up, Nick?
Hey, just two things. I'll jump right off. One is, if he ends up having to pay a couple of $1 million or something like that, he's not a good dude. And, but on the other hand, what's the big deal? There's plenty of guys just like him in the NFL. The other thing is...
No, there's not.
What's that?
There's not a lot of guys like him. Like, his skill set or
really?
His
really?
Issues?
What happened
his
to Kareem Hunt? Is he playing for
his,
nobody
hold
right
on,
now?
Hold on. Shut up. His skill right, set anyways. Or his personality?
Well, fine. We disagree.
Jeez. The other thing, no, we don't disagree. I don't know what you're talking about.
I said he's just not a good guy.
I just want to yell at you.
That's all I'm saying.
You're having a good Sunday.
Okay, you like him? Fine. Yeah, I'm sure you like Kareem Hunt, too. The other thing is more technical now. For his production last year, he had 168 targets.
Okay.
All I'm asking is, do you think he'll get that? Not that it's an insurmountable, huge amount. I'm just saying, do you think he'll get that kind of targets this year?
Good question, Nick. Can he get?
I'm sorry for yelling at you.
No, you're not. Can you get? Can he get? Let's say, let's put it 10 targets a game. Is that realistic?
Can he get 10 targets
a
game?
Like give or take, some games might be more, some games might be less. But let's say on average, from here on out, he gets 150 targets. He plays in 15 games with the Patriots. 150 targets. Yeah. Is that doable?
Yes.
Because
who are your top receivers on the team?
Edelman.
And?
Receptions-wise, probably James White.
No. Who are your top receivers on this team?
Edelman. Oh, well, Brown.
Right.
Edelman.
Okay.
Gordon.
So Brown and Edelman.
Your guy Dorsett.
Right. Lower. And my guy Dorsett. Yeah. But Brown and Edelman are your top two receivers. So you would get them the ball.
Yeah, they could each probably get 10. I mean, you figure Gronk got, I mean, maybe not last year as much, but most of his career got a whole bunch of targets, right?
Right. So and that's what you look at.
How many times? I mean, it's again game plan to game plan. But if Brady throws the ball 40 times,
right?
10 to Edelman, 10 to Brown, and then 20 to everybody else,
right?
So here's the other thing, though. So if they're all about morphing into, you know, an offense based on skill and capability and best chance to win, blah blah blah. Last year they kind of merged into a running team, you know, play action. They didn't throw it as much. They still threw it a lot, but you have three great receivers.
Yeah,
what are we doing? Like, yeah. I mean, I know you want to feed your back, but
yeah, this isn't Big Ten football anymore.
Yeah, I just feel like this is what you have.
So
what kind of meal you going to cook? I feel like we could easily surprise everybody.
Yeah,
we won't know what it looks like till later. I think, but. I think that was
but,
what
yeah,
it would look
clearly
like.
They were prepared for that.
Rex Burkhead had eight targets in last week's game.
That'll go
right?
down. Yeah.
So It's very easy, and it's very easy to look at that and go, Rex Burkhead at eight targets. Those eight that went to Rex go to Antonio Brown, right?
But just to go back to what Fourier was saying, it did seem like they were preparing for not necessarily run first, but you know what? Maybe like slightly over 50%. You draft a tackle in the first round. Mm-hmm. You draft a running back in the first round. You follow it up and draft another running back in the third round. So clearly they just paid a guard a ton of money.
Right.
Now, does that go out the window because Antonio Brown's available?
No, it doesn't go out the window. It goes to when you look at what their rushing attempts. When you go back to last week and you look at their rushing attempts.
They didn't really need to run it last week.
Right, but you still look, they still attempted to run the football.
Yeah.
Right? They still attempted to run the football, and you go, you know what?
Were you concerned at all about Sony Michel last week? I thought he looked good in the preseason. The limited we saw him, I thought he looked really good. Last week, not so hot. He was like one of the
lone. Do you think that was Sony Michel not being a good back, or do you think it was bad play calling, good defense? Like one guy got beat, the hole wasn't there.
Yeah,
I feel like Rex Burkhead hit the timing right, and I feel like all these schools that have multiple backs, you know, when they rotate them in, sometimes it's a timing thing. Like just the flow of the game kind of shifts, and okay, you make one guy miss like Rex did. Next thing you know, okay, how can we get Rex the ball? He's hot. You know, keep feeding them. The defense is overreacting, or they're over pursuing some way. I just feel like that was one of those situations. I don't feel like, and in a room like that where it's really there's a lot of competition and there's so many skill position players. If you get hot, they're gonna keep you in there.
Yeah,
and there's true. Why take him out? Like he's killing it right now. Don't slow his mojo down. So that's what I think it is.
Let's go to Paul in Westfield. What's going on, Paul?
Happy Sunday, guys.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Quick comment about both subjects. Every year in Miami, we go there. They play out of their minds. It's the home opener. We're just not physically ready to deal with the warm weather, and it's reflected in our play. However, this year with the super team and Antonio Brown, please let him catch the first touchdown. Because if you sit down with this Bridget Taylor and say, excuse me, Miss Taylor, I just want to make sure I got this straight. All during the time you're afraid of this madman who's after you, you're hanging out with them. Tons of Instagram, posting this, posting that, even a month ago. And let me see, your credibility is, your emotional duress is rough because you're a man you've known for your whole life who doesn't know about any of this because you keep a separate phone, you naughty girl. Mm-hmm. It's his fault, Brown's Jeez. Fault. You're cheating on your man and he owes you money. Is this what you're trying to tell me? And the whole time he's terrorizing you for 3 years, you're going back and sleeping on his couch and teasing him? Are you kidding me? One word. Silence! And thank you, Adam, for not putting Antonio on the restricted list. At least the NFL is...
All right, we've heard enough of Paul, I think.
I know. Whatever.
I think he's a little one-sided there.
But to
I think to get into bit, like the psychology of...
Right.
But to her, go ba- I'm not going down that
but
road.
But to go back to the point you asked as far as maybe changing the what we see this offense do when they did this, they still ran the ball 29 times last week against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
But they were all... I mean... But they were up big for a while too.
But what I'm saying is you still ran the football, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you think about it, you go, Sony Michel still had 15 carries, right? And he's a guy that is probably more in the lines of being anywhere from 18 to 22 a carry a game guy. That's what I think is ideal for him. But when you add a guy like Antonio Brown, you could still do that. You could still run the football the way you want to run it to make teams honest, because all that's going to do, what we seen last week, is open up that play action. And that's going to create a lot of opportunities for Julian Edelman. That's going to create a lot of one-on-one opportunities for Antonio Brown on some of those deep routes. So you look at this Patriots team, they don't have to stop running the football.
Yeah, no, and I would say, I'm sure they went back and they've looked at Pittsburgh Steeler film, offensive film with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown on the field at the same time. What plays worked? How does they? What kind of adjustments? What plays do they run?
So you know what's interesting?
Just input them in.
I think. Did I read that Antonio Brown never went in motion with Pittsburgh? Like they never ran him in motion.
I'm not sure. See, I don't know.
Insane.
I don't know if that's true because we've seen him.
Or maybe it was just on the interceptions. I know Greg Bedard did a write up of all the interceptions that Roethlisberger threw where the pass was intended for Brown. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just those where he wasn't in motion. But I was going to say, that's something I would expect
I would find that hard to believe because we've seen him run plays from inside. So a lot of times you like to create space by sending a guy in motion.
The window into the game brought to you by Botello Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer. We have the inactives coming up at 11:30, as well as Tom E. Kern. This is NFL Sunday Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to NFL Sunday on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, Sam, Antonio Brown did make the trip to Miami, and I'm told he had a very productive week of practice that leads the team to expect him to play. Behind the scenes, though, this week has been about far more than football. As Brown was preparing to sign his contract last week with the Patriots, he also faced the decision about whether to sign another contract. This one, to pay his accuser more than $2 million as a settlement agreement to end a sexual assault claim. What the public didn't know, while Brown was in the news for things like finding a new helmet and frostbitten feet, he was also in settlement discussions starting in April, including two mediations, the first of which happened in May. That situation culminated Sunday night, and according to sources that I've spoken to, Brown was given a 10 p.m. deadline to sign the settlement agreement, or the accuser's attorney would be filing their lawsuit the following day. That's the same day Brown's contract with the Patriots would be formalized. Now, Brown did not sign it. The suit was filed 2 days later, and now what has long been a very private matter is something the league, the Patriots, and the sports world will be following very closely.
There you go, Jeff Darlington with the latest on Antonio Brown, who, by all accounts, will play today. Also expected to be featured in the offense, whatever that means. Fourier said it earlier, he's probably going to be thrown to first play, or at least at the very least the first series, which I agree with him.
Yeah, I could see them running a little tunnel screen to him, because that's something that we saw in them use a lot in Pittsburgh.
Yes. The other big story, I think, of the day, not everything that Darlington said and sort of getting the... We know that it was a long-going negotiation between Antonio Brown and Brittany Taylor. She was looking for $2 million that started all the way back in April, so he's been dealing with it for a long time. But also, sort of tucked in the middle of Ian Rappaport's story, they say not only did the Patriots not know that any of this was going to come out, Robert Kraft would not have signed off on bringing in Antonio Brown had he known, which I don't think any of us believe.
So first of all, who said that? A source. Of course. Don't you think the Patriots want that out there? Oh, just so you know, Mr. Kraft had no idea.
Right.
Because God forbid, if he did know, he would never do this.
100%. 100% they want that out there.
That's too easy, too. Yeah. That's too easy.
If you really wanted to prove that, you could cut him.
Right.
And I'm not saying he should be cut. I think any play, you know, go through a civil trial like that, I don't think they should be cut. But I'm just saying, if you were so adamant against it, he'd be off the team, wouldn't he?
And you would have said, that they knew about nothing going, you know.
Right. The chance of this completely blindsided.
Yeah, they knew about nothing. But he says they didn't know about the lawsuit.
Right.
So that means they could have known about something else. They just, like most people, probably didn't know about the lawsuit. So it's, you know, you're protecting yourself.
All right, let's go to Bill in Framingham. He joins us next here on NFL Sunday. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys. Miss Taylor's going to go into Roger Goodell's office this week. She's going to be the sad, you know, victim with her story, and it's going to sound very compelling. But if she goes through with the civil suit, she'll meet lawyers on that stand that are like worse sharks than great white sharks. They're going to care. They'll literally undress her without undressing her. They're going to ask her, oh, you're such a Christian, a Bible study. How many times did you have sex with Antonio Brown? And, you were with him for 3 years. How many times did you have sex, Miss Christian Bible study teacher? And she'll have to say, I don't know, 50, 100. Oh, did you teach that to your kids? Don't you just, you know.
Well, I don't know if they're going to go there necessarily.
But he's right, though. He is right, though. It's going to get dirty.
It'll have to.
And Keith and I were talking about this off the air, right? So a good lawyer is going to basically say to Brittany Taylor and say, hey, listen, well, why did you go continue to see him afterwards if you...
Well, there's going to be a lot of pictures that are all time-stamped.
There's videos of you and him together. I mean, why would you continue to go back to somebody that you knew?
Well, that's what's so bad about these stories is because somebody here is just an evil, horrible person.
Right.
It's either Antonio Brown or Brittany Taylor. One of them is evil.
Or, the attorney.
They also...
Usually the attorney.
They can put their hand up, too. They also get a little bit of that. But that's what we're dealing with. And I don't know... Again, Brittany Taylor's going to meet with the NFL tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No word yet on when Antonio Brown is going to, but he's certainly expected to. Also, there is a witness or a potential witness who is a current NFL player. They don't get into too specific.
For whose side?
Well, I don't think it's for either side, but was just there.
I get maybe just get more information. But
right.
It was, I think it was in her claims, or it was on her side when we were reading the story, that there was an unnamed football player there. We're all connecting the dots that it's his cousin, who's a rookie for the Ravens, Marquise Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but that's sort of what a lot of people are alleging.
And
I can't imagine, now I don't know their relationship all that well. But do you think he's going to flip on Antonio?
Right.
Like, I don't know if that's going to be your best witness.
And she, her side is saying that witness was there for the alleged
rape. Right.
So that's the one that's the incident that happened in May 18th, if people weren't remembering, May of 2018. That's when Antonio Brown's lawyers put out his statement. And in that report, and in that statement, it said Antonio Brown was out at a strip club with his buddies. She comes to the strip club by herself, on her own will. Then she leaves by herself.
Invited herself over to his house.
Right. Rather than going back to her hotel, which I guess she must have had a hotel, she decides to go back to Antonio Brown's house where they do have consensual sex.
Right. That's definitely their story. 617-779-7937 is the number to jump aboard. We got one more hour. It's a shortened NFL Sunday today because there's Red Sox baseball at noon, but we will take you right up until then. Tommy Kern will join us at 11:30. That's also when we'll get the list of inactives. Antonio Brown's going to play. Marcus Cannon was out warming up, but it also sounds like he probably won't play. But the initial report was he was going to be out a few weeks.
Yeah, and remember we saw him at practice. I think I was doing the show.
He was limited all week at practice.
CBD oil. CBD.
He's wrote on there. Yeah, no, you're pain-free. And if we have time, maybe we'll get to Gronk. I don't know if we have time, but I don't know if you guys know this, but he's fixed.
I
would like some of his stuff.
He's completely
fixed. Please, I want to get on the Gronk program. Forget the TB12 program.
This is NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.